Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, George Strickland. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is hit by the pitch. Woodling moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Woodling moves to third. Smith moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone juggles the ball. That's an error on Boone. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lemon for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Boone moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field. Busby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Busby. Boone scores. House moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. House scores. Tuttle moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Art Houdeman now pitching. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Bowling moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tuttle tags and scores. One out. It's Indians, 4, Tigers, 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Bowling scores. Larry goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz juggles the ball. That's an error on Wirtz. Boone moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Boone moves to third. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Tuttle moves to second. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone scores. Tuttle scores. Bowling moves to second. It's 8-4, Tigers. Cal McLish now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-4, Tigers. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kaline for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Averill now catching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boone for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. House hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. House reaches second base with a double. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. House moves to third. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. House scores. It's 12-4, Tigers. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Carrasquel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Cal McLish. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Feller now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 3 in the game. Torgerson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-7, Tigers. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Busby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Busby reaches second base with a double. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Indians 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Preston Ward now playing left field. Kenny Kuhn now playing shortstop. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-3 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Indians 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got four RBIs. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry moves to third. Jim Bridewesser pinch runs for Harvey Keene. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-4 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry scores. Bridewesser moves to second. It's 13-7, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Kuhn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bridewesser now playing shortstop. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridewesser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kenny Kuhn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuhn takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball four. Kuhn moves to second. Sam Mealy pinch hits for Bob Feller. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Indians 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. House hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-4 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.